So I'm about to cream the butter and the sugar for the cake layers. Then once they've sort of amalgamated, you can turn it up and get the air into it. I had planned to be a professional opera singer and was on track for that. I was winning all the right competitions, making all of the right contacts, and I got a cold, and it ended up sort of lodging itself in my nerve, and it killed my right vocal fold. It was terrible. I was suicidal, and really baking saved my life. I baked to stay sane. It was an outlet that allowed me to create something and see instant results. And this shop became the sort of outcropping of that.
Samples? Yeah.
This is the lemon poppy. Mm-hmm.
Pretty good, huh?
It was, fun and completely recreational, and I became famous for my chocolate cake. People would always request that, and I feel like I made one every weekend for years and years and years. And ultimately, that was the first cake I sold professionally, was this chocolate cake. And so when I did stop singing, it was something that I think I naturally gravitated towards, because I felt like, I know I'm good at this. People enjoy this in a way that they may have enjoyed when I was able to sing. And then I ran this Kickstarter campaign to raise money to open the shop.
Florentines and very addictive.
I'm a little full, but
you cannot say no to these. These are addictive. So I have a chocolate loaf, a Haley cake, and a little Mama Lucky's cake.
Throughout the week, I'm here at 3 a.m. And on Saturdays, I'm here between 12:30 a.m. and 1 a.m. And I love it. I love the aloneness. I love the quietude. I love the focus I'm able to achieve. I love the anticipation of what it's going to look like when I open, and I've done all of this with my hands. It's the most rewarding, fulfilling work, even more so in many regards than singing.
Do you always bake the same things?
No, we're fairly seasonal, particularly holiday oriented. I do a lot of things for Christmas that are only available at Christmas, much to the chagrin of my customers. They want gingerbread, they want Stollen, they want Lebkuchen, but I try to explain, there's sort of a liturgy to baking. It happens on a cycle, which means that in order to get through what I feel like I need to express, things have to go away. And much like opera, baking is dramatic. So I choose recipes that have a history and have a story to tell. Obviously, there's the sort of public consumption of both, right? So that you have a cognizance of your audience and what they want. And, both are organic processes. I'm using organic materials to cook. I used organic materials to sing. But there's also a very personal process in taking something, whether it's a recipe or a score, and internalizing it and then reproducing it. I mean, I use the same skill set over and over and over again. And there's a certain repetition that I think might completely make people go insane if it weren't something that they loved. And it's the same as practicing scales or arpeggios or the same two measures in your aria over and over again, so that it becomes so easy that you're able to use your art to create what you want to create.